Hey you, hi, how are you doing? Welcome to TRUTH and Card, your truth, your story. My name is Ruth Kapchanga. Habari yako, uko aje, how are you feeling? This season, it's rainy, yay. I know, I've been talking about rain like so much and I'm just like, I'm not gonna stop talking about it because for the past how many months, it's been so sunny and the weather has been unbearable. But now that the rains are here, I am just so glad. Well, for one, because you can cancel a lot of plans. Again, you can make a lot of excuses with the season and get away with it. Nobody's gonna question you because, well, it's just nature doing its thing, you know. And then also, you could sleep in, like you could really sleep in. Yes, and feel good about it, and stay in, drink coffee, and maybe read a book, or watch that movie. I don't know. You could do your stuff. Anyway, today I want to talk about getting your shit together. Okay, so I came upon a certain blog, and I was like, this is so interesting because now. Whatever the blogger had pointed out were things that you go through, and it's not like you need a book to read. Or if okay, I'm gonna put the link below so that you also could go and read further for yourself. But I'm just going to outline what they said, a few things. So, they are called, what is their name? I'm not getting their name right, but it's the title of the blog is 10 Brutally Honest Non-Scientific No Guru Needed Ways to Get Your Shit Together. And they start by saying, okay, there are a few things over there. It could be like 10 minutes read, which is quite, it's quite a good material just for you to get your things, your shit together. Not necessarily that you need to follow all the 10 steps. You could pick one and stick to it. Or you could pick one that you relate with and be like, okay, I'm gonna stick with this. I'm gonna do this. Yes? So they say admit you don't have your shit together. And that is when you come to terms with the fact that you're fucked up. You don't have things under control. Things are controlling you. You are not controlling stuff. Yeah. So accept and admit that you don't have your shit together, and be like, okay, this is what is really fucking me up. Yes, I don't know how to control this. I don't know how to do this. So admit it, and kubali. Yeah. And then now you can work your way around it. And then they go ahead and say, tell your permission phobia to sashay away. You know, like when you say shashay, okay, that's a lot of S and H, SH and just S there. But you get what I mean. Like, tell your permission phobia to sashay away. You know, when you say sashay is to go away, you know. So when you're permitting stuff, and when you're allowing things to happen, don't allow that. And then confront your confusion. I know you could be confused like so many times. You don't know what you want to do. And then stop making excuses. That is when you instead of doing that thing, you'll be like, but I can't, but I don't have the resources, but I, you know, but what, you know, there's a lot of buts and what ifs, which is not really how you're supposed to be handling things. Yeah. So if things are not working out for you, and you see like you see yourself trying to make an excuse to get out of it, just face it head on and say, what is going to happen if you do it? Yeah, how far are you gonna get? And stop making those excuses. And it's not as easy as it sounds. Like, you could do it Yeah, you could do is we make excuses so that we can accommodate the things that we don't want to do that are making us, like so uncomfortable. So how about you get into the whole situation of discomfort and see what happens? And don't make the excuse of, I want to allow this to happen because I want to be comfortable, because I'm comfortable here. Yeah? And then they go ahead and say, quit living someone else's dream. There's a thing that we do, like a lot of us do this. You do it and you don't realize it. When you realize it, it's too late. And things are now like, I've taken a different direction, and you're deep into someone else's life. Anytime you want to do stuff, you will always want to consider them. Anytime you want to do something, you are like, what if they are not okay with this? Or you want to keep up with their life? Yes, you want to compete with them. Or you don't think about yourself. You're always thinking about them. You're always thinking. You don't get to even give yourself the chance to be doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. Yeah? So stop living someone else's dream. Then stop apologizing and start owning you. If you say no, it's no, and don't compromise the no and be like, okay, let me let it slide, or let me create room for explanation, and I want to hear your part of story of the story. If it's no, it's no. If you didn't have plans to go out, and somebody are like, do you want to go, like grab a few drinks, and you're like, nah, and then they're like, come on, let's go, just stand your ground and be like, no, I don't want to do it. Or if you're supposed to be doing something with somebody and you're like, I'm really not feeling it, I don't want to do it, just say no, I don't want to do it, and that's it. Yeah, you just like, I don't wanna do it. No, I just explained a different with the one that I'm saying right now. So the one that you like, no, it's create and leave, but yeah, non-negotiable shit list. You're like, I'm not gonna negotiate with you about this. It's not up for discussion. I said no and I meant it. I said what I said and I'm not sorry about it. I'm not going to apologize or like negotiate and create room for accommodating your shit just because you think you're better than my way of seeing things, right? So create and live by your non-negotiable shit list. If somebody comes to you and they want to manipulate their way to you, don't allow it. Yeah? If you don't want to do stuff, just don't allow it. Don't do it. And then trust your gut instinct. Another one, they go ahead and say, accept that shit happens, and that's when shift happens. When things don't work the way they were working, you don't need to always be there and be like, you're hoping it's going to work, and you're sticking there, you're going, in circles. You don't have to do that. If shit happens and it's not working, it's time for you to create a different direction and see a different perspective on how you're going to do this stuff differently. You don't have to like be there and be in the circle over and over and over. Yeah. So lastly, they say admit that more shit is short-lived and self-created. A lot of things that happens to us, they don't come from outside. They're not external. These are things that we ourselves create them. We ourselves are the first people that, like bring out the whole thing. Yeah, when you're getting yourself into a shit load of problems, when you look back, it's not like it came from somewhere or somebody just came and dumped the whole shit on you. No. It started by you allowing that to happen. Or, like, you allowing whatever thing that is giving you sleepless nights or is giving you problems to happen. Yeah? It's, and when you accept the fact that you're fucked up, things are not working, and this whole thing that's happening to you right now, the whole situation that you're in, it's just for a short while. You're not going to live your life forever, like, for the rest of your life in the same situation, unless when you permit it, unless when you're allowing the whole thing to continue over and over and you don't want to change it. You're going to live your life with some bullshit over and over and over again. But still, however much you're fucked up, it's not going to be like that, like, forever. It's short-lived. And, like, the nature of a human being, it's survival. You need to survive. You need to work your way out of whatever bullshit you are in, whatever it's eating you up, whatever thing that is giving you problems. You need to work your way around it and out of it. Yeah, so it's short-lived. It's not going to be like, you're not going to go through the same thing like over and over and over again. Yeah, so put your shit together and stop shitting on yourself. Yeah, get your shit together and stop shitting on yourself, because that's just not nice. That's just not nice. Don't be toast. Yeah, don't be toast. Yeah, don't be toast. Anyway, I think you should check it out. I'm going to put a link to that so that you can read further and get to know exactly the whole thing on how to get your shit together. Yeah, I know sometimes you feel lost and things are not working out for you, and you're just like, your life is fucked up, and you're going with the whole confusion and whatnot. But you don't have to be like that. You could just go ahead and read that article. Maybe it's going to help you. I don't know. You could keep it to yourself. You could share it to somebody. It's fine. Just do whatever you want to do it with it. I'll put the link. And then I hope it helps you get your shit together and stop shitting on yourself. And don't be toast. Alright? So, until the next time that we do another recording, you take care of yourself and live the moment, be present. Alright? Bye.